Nelson, how are you?
Fine.
Fine. You're doing fine. I always keep in touch through our friend Ryland. Yeah, I asked him to, of course, to check in with you before you went. Before we go, Richard, I think that I'll tell him. Yeah, if he could, well, what I meant is, if he could go to each one of these people, you see, and say, and give them, and talk about the thing, and say, now, we're all discussing this thing, so that they know that it's coming, and that we're gonna get on. I don't know if we can get it ready by the time he leaves. I think he leaves on the 5th, and probably they'll be back on the 10th. And we'd like to make a move on the whole hemisphere at one time, you see. Well, maybe we can move on it sooner. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll kick the Canadian negotiation along with them. It's underway. In fact, Schultz is coming over in about a half hour to discuss it. If we can get the Canadian thing on the way, I think you can see the point of doing Canada. Because your point is you'd like to get a chilly reception from us otherwise. That's right, right. Very good point. Right. Good point. A very good point. I will get at this. I think you're right, Andrew. I think we could, even if we could say that actually we're rather saying that we ought to make sure you get it done before he goes to this. And then he can walk out of the office and let him sort of help make the announcement or something. You know, that's, I see your point. So that when he goes down there, they'll think we'll position it in a way to look as if he worked on it, you worked on it, you know what I mean? I get the point. Well, I take the heat, that's true. Yeah. Right. Well, of course, I guess we could do Latin America without Canada, even if they aren't ready, but particularly if the Canadians knew we were negotiating with them. Yeah, well, they know we're negotiating with them. We've got a team there right now. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, let me ask you to do this. I'll have George Schultz give you a call and give him a hard sell on it, will you? Because you believe it. Well, yeah. And also another thing, too, we have to go ahead on their preferential thing at the correct time. But this in a sense, well, it does treat them with preference by removing it from them before we move it from Europe. And they'll understand that. Right. Right. Well, anything you can do to help him on it, I would appreciate it. He isn't going to make the kind of a tour you did. It's only going to be the selected countries. But they're going to be damned important ones. He's going to Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, I think. Well, I think we've seen the list, perhaps. If you're right, we should have this month before, and if you can't do it before, we ought to postpone it till we can. I agree. Now, I'll have Schultz give you a call, too. Incidentally, everything is going all right. You've written out that silly attic storm, haven't you? Those bastards. Oh, I know. I've heard about that. We heard that it was tough. That's for transportation, I understand. But that will help you for everything, doesn't it, Green? I know. Great. Good to talk to you. We'll work on this. Bye.